The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, February 21st, 1982 at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello and a very good evening, my friends. This is the Voice of America, broadcasting to Africa, and I'm Rita Rochelle in Washington, bringing you the wonderful sounds of music by some of Africa's finest musicians and music groups. I'm here each Sunday evening at this time with recordings selected for us by the VOA music man, Leo Sarkisian. Leo always manages to prepare a nice musical menu for us each week, a pleasing blend of popular and authentic traditional music. And as you know, we always try to include music from different parts of Africa, as many as possible in the half hour of this program. So stay tuned and enjoy the music with us. This is the Sakuma Band of Tanzania.
Thank you.
A good group of musicians, the Sukuma Band of Tanzania. The band was originally organized in Mwanza, a picturesque and important town in northern Tanzania, located on the southern shores of Lake Victoria. And you'll hear more from the Sukuma Band from time to time, right here on Music Time in Africa. And you're listening to the Voice of America. This is the Africa Service bringing you Music Time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle and quite happy to have you with me. Later on in this program, I'll be saying hello to some of you from whom we've received some very interesting letters. And I'll also give you our address in case this is the first time you're listening to our program and would like to communicate with us. From Babatunde Olatunji's album, Drums of Passion, here's a recording that was made during a performance in the United States, on stage at the Lincoln Center in New York City. That was an arrangement of a Nigerian folk song by Babatunde Olatunji from his album titled Drums of Passion. And this next selection is also from the same album, and we asked Babatunde to introduce the song for us.
At the recording of one of my songs on one of the albums, More Drums of Passion, when I did a lullaby that probably most Nigerians will remember, those who remember how their parent, their mother, you know, sang to them and talk about how great they expect the child to become, that it raises so many eyebrows. People were fascinated by that. They couldn't believe how in the world I remember to really put it together. It's called Anyide on one of my albums. Oh,
You're listening to Music Time in Africa, a regular Sunday evening feature on the Africa service of the Voice of America. We're broadcasting on the 11, 13, 16, 19, 41, 49, and 75-meter bands shortwave. Once again, I'd like to say that I'm happy you're with me and hope you're enjoying the music. I hope the following friends are listening this evening. Thank you for writing to Music Time in Africa. They include Beatusi Jalawonika of Malangale, Iringa, Tanzania, and Amani Hussein of Igunga, Tanzania. Asante sana, friends. Special greetings to Brother Peg Bedeson at Advanced Teachers College in Katsina, Ala, Nigeria. Also in Nigeria, greetings to Collins Chika Nwoha, Suleiman Jafaru, Sunny Omale, Abwa Daniel, Victor Opara, and Sam Ajebu. To our friends, Fode Badara Kamara in McKinney, Sierra Leone, thank you, and greetings also to all our friends there in McKinney. We understand there are many regular listeners to the VOA, and that there's a fan club there, and we'd love hearing from you. And one final special greeting, that goes out to Mbunda Bajaha, originally from the Gambia, and now living in Barcelona, Spain. He says he never misses a Sunday listening to Music Time in Africa, and the VOA. And for anyone who's listening this evening, here's our address in case you'd like to drop us a line. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. Our postal code is 20547 USA. We love nothing more than hearing from you, and we'd like for you to spread the good word about our show. Again, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. Our postal code is 20547 USA. Beautiful sounds, the timbila xylophone of the Chopi in Mozambique. From ancient times, the Chopi have been famous for their music, famous not only for their unusually large xylophone orchestras, but also for the remarkable dance music composed by master musicians. Dances are called ngodo, which means the whole show, and that includes the xylophone players, the dancers, and their performances. The songs and dances reflect great credit upon the abilities of the Chopi musicians, especially when one considers that not one note of their music has ever been written down, nor the words of their poetry written or translated. A whole performance takes about 45 minutes or more, depending on the routine of the dancers and the mood of the moment. The show always begins with an introduction by the lead timbila player, who is usually the composer of the music. Sometimes the introduction can be very simple, with just a few notes, or it can be quite complicated. Here's an example of an introduction that is a rather intricate series of musical phrases before the full orchestral opening. The recording I'm going to play for you now is just an excerpt from an entire performance titled Ngodo Zavala. It was recorded in the village of Kwesiko in the Zavala district in Mozambique. Thank you. You've been listening to the xylophone music of the Chopi of Mozambique. As important as the xylophone is to the Chopi, the majestic 21-string kora plays just as important a role in the music of the professional griot musicians in West Africa. In this next recording, two talented musicians, Mamadou Seck, the guitarist, and Boubacar Diabaté, our kora player, perform the beautiful classic called Tara, musical poetry from West African folklore sung in the Malinke language. Coming up on Music Time in Africa, from Nigeria, we'll have Chief Stephen Osita Osadebe and a nice number by Orchestra Mickey called Kumbo, so please stay with me. From Makene, Sierra Leone, to Malangale Irenga, Tanzania, and from Juba, Sudan, to Chibanga, Gabon, When people want news about Africa and the rest of the world, and to listen to good music, they tune to the Voice of America.
Join us every day on VOA.
Start your week off tomorrow morning with African Safari. Your safari host is Dick Strader with news, information, and music, beginning every day at 3 hours GMT. The Africa service is on the air 7 days a week. You can listen to African Panorama, Nightline Africa, Africa in Print, and Voices of Africa. Always news about Africa and the rest of the world. We have lots of special reports and information to keep you well informed. VOA's Africa service also broadcasts in Hausa, French, Swahili, and Portuguese 7 days a week. Make the VOA your favorite radio station and continue making Music Time in Africa your favorite program for the best in African music. And now from Nigeria, Chief Stephen Osita Osadebe. That was music by one of Nigeria's leading pop bands, led by Chief Stephen Osita Osadebe, with a number titled Agadi Nwani Na Inini. And you can be sure we'll have them on again soon. But right now, rounding out this evening's program, our VOA music man Leo Sarkisian's special choice, music by Orchestra Mickey. It's called Kumbo. That's it for this evening. Hope you'll continue making Music Time in Africa one of your favorite programs when listening to the radio on Sundays. This is Rita Rochelle in Washington, saying so long for now, and hope you'll stay tuned for African Panorama, which follows immediately. My love to all of you.